Shaka the godfather, the dollar mission he obeys. Mitzora ani shahavi korban asher yatsu. A mitzora that then ani that brought the korban of an asher. Yid yatsu as he did it. So the mitzora had to bring three korbanos to the asher. Echad as in a olam. And if he is an asher, if he has money, he brings behemoth for all three korbanos. But if he's an ani, he only has to bring a behemoth for the asher, but he can bring birds for the chad as in a olam. But if he's an ani and he brought the korban of an asher, that he brought behemoth for all three korbanos, he would be yotze. And the Torah pondered him and said that he doesn't have to bring behemoth for the chatas and olah. But if he wants to go ahead and bring behemoth for the chatas and olah, certainly that would be good. But if the Torah is an usher, he has money, and his mechuyah is to bring behemoth for all of his korbanos, and instead he brought the korban of an ani, he brought birth for the chatas and olah, in such a case, he is not yotze. Since he has money, he cannot get away with bringing the korban of an ani. Maybe adam ayde bno ayde bito. Somebody who is an usher, he has money. And a member of his household is a mitzvah, such as his ben, his son, or his boss, his daughter, or his eved, or shivcha servant, or maid servant. And he brings a korban for that member of his household who is a mitzvah and has to bring a korban. He can bring for them a korban ani, the korban that a mitzvah ani would bring. He would bring birth for the chazas and the olah, even though he himself is an usher. Since he's not bringing it for himself, he's bringing it for a member of his household who is an ani. Even though that member of his household is supported by him and he is an usher, still, he can bring a korban ani for that member of the household, since the member of the household who is a mitzvah is an ani. And the korbanos that he brings to that member of his household will allow that member to eat zvachim, to eat korbanos. And the din is that a mitzvah cannot eat korbanos until after the korbanos that he is supposed to bring has been brought. So this person who is bringing a korban ani for a member of his household who is a mitzvah, as soon as a korban ani is brought, that member of his household will now be allowed to eat zvachim. He'll be allowed to eat kachim. Rabbi Huda Omer, Abai de Ishto may be korban asher. V'chein kol korban shehi chayavet. Rabbi Huda said, somebody who's bringing a korban for his wife is a mitzvah and they did it. The Rabbi Huda is saying that a husband has to bring the korban for his wife. And so too, all korbanot that his wife would be chayav. For example, his wife is yoledet, she has given birth, and yoledet has to bring korbanos, or his wife is a zav, and a zav also has to bring korbanos. The husband would bring the korbanos for his wife, and he would have to bring the korban of an usher. Even though his wife is an ani, she doesn't have money, but since he himself is an usher, and he's bringing the korbanos for his wife, he would have to bring the korbanos of an usher. He'd have to bring behemoth for all the korbanos. He can't get away with bringing the korban of an ani. Ab Isto Kigufo, his wife is like himself, and since he is an usher, his wife has a din of an usher, and when he brings the korbanos for his wife, he brings the korbanos of an usher. As a husband, is mechuyev to bring korbanos that his wife is chayev, so if his wife is a yoledes, or a mitzora, or a zava, the husband is mechuyev to bring the korbanos for her. Now, if the wife had done an aver, which is mechayev for her to bring a korban, for example, the wife was over on a chi of koresh, and she did so with shoget, so she has to bring a korban chazav. In such a case, it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether or not the husband is mechuyev to bring that chatas for her. According to the Rambam, the husband would have to bring that chatas for her, while according to the Rosh, since it's an avera that caused her to have to bring a chatas, she would have to find the money herself to bring her own korban chatas. Now, in a case where the isha made a neder to bring a korban, she took upon herself to bring an ola, or a shlamim, in such a case, everybody would hold the father has no responsibility or obligation to bring the korban for his wife, as since she's the one that made the neder, she has to go ahead and find the money to bring the korban herself. Second, the Gan Parak Yidam Mishnah Yigimel. Shnei Mitzorahs and it's Arvu Korbanosim. Two Mitzorahs that were cured from their Torah. And the din is that Mitzorahs has to bring korbanot. A Asha, a Chayta Zenaol. And the two Mitzorahs set aside behemoth to be used for their korbanot. And then the korbanot got mixed up with each other. We don't know which set of korbanot belonged to which Mitzorah. Now, in a normal case, where both Mitzorahs are still alive, it wouldn't be a problem. And the Kohen would bring both set of korbanos. And he would stipulate that whoever the korbanos belong to, that's the one that these korbanos should go for. Karo korbanos shel achamim umeis achamim. But in this case, after one of the two sets of korbanos were brought, and one of them was wrong, were yotze with those korbanos, before the Kohen had a chance to bring the second set of korbanos, one of them is sorahim have died. So now, we have one set of korbanos remaining, and only one mitzvah that is still surviving. Now, we can't just go ahead and bring the second set of korbanos, as maybe this second set of korbanos belong to the mitzvah that have died, since one of the three korbanos is a chatas. And the din is that a chatas shemesu ba'leha lemisa azon. Chatas in which the owner died has to be put to death. So therefore, this chatzis cannot be brought on the mizbeach as maybe it belongs to the mitzvah that has died, and then the chatzis has to be put to death. So the surviving mitzvah is stuck, and he can't be considered tar, and maybe the set of karbanos that were already brought were not his karbanos. But then again, he can't bring the remaining karbanos either, as maybe the remaining karbanos are not his karbanos. Instead, they are deceased mitzvah's karbanos. And since the chatzis is one of the three karbanos that cannot be brought, it has to be put to death. Now, if he wants to go ahead and take a different animal for his chatzis to replace this chatzis, he can't do that either. And the chatzis cannot be brought as a nedava. You can't bring a chatzis unless you're chayav to bring a chatzis. And maybe this mitzvah is not chayav to bring a chatzis, and maybe the set of karbanos that have already been brought are his karbanos, and it's already been yoseh with the chatzis. So what should he do? Zusha shalo anche Alexandria es Rabbi Yeshua. This shayla, the people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua. They said, what would be in this case? What should the surviving mitzvah do? Amar lahem yichtoiv nechasov la'acher v'yavi korban ani. Rabbi Yeshua had an idea. He said he should write over all of his property to somebody else, to somebody that he trusts that will not keep it for himself, that will eventually give it back. And now he has become an ani since he's wrote over all his property to his friend. And now he could bring a korban ani. Now, instead of bringing behemoth for his chatzos and ola, he could bring ofos as his chatzos and ola, and that will be the answer to his quandary. And even though he might have already been yoseh with the karbanos that were brought, so how can he bring a chatzos? Since he is now an ani and he's bringing a chatzos or ov, it's a bird that is bringing for his chatzos, and the din is that a chatzos or ov can be brought for a suffet. Somebody who has a suffet, whether it's chayev, a chatzos or ov, is allowed to bring the chatzos even though it's a suffet. So now he can go ahead and bring his chatzos, even though he might have already been yoseh with the chatzos, since a chatzos or ov could be brought even though you're only a suffet. So now, even though he doesn't know if the korbanos that were brought were his or not, he'd go ahead and bring an asham, ola, and chatzos. The asham could be brought even though it's a suffik, even though an asham normally cannot be brought unless you're chayv an asham, and maybe he's not chayv an asham, it's maybe the first set of korbanos were his. The answer is, the Mefarshim explained, that the asham is brought al tnai. They'll bring the asham on a condition that if he's already been yoseh with an asham, then this asham should be a shlamim. It shouldn't be an asham. And if he has not yet been yoseh with the asham, then it should be an asham. So therefore, in this way, the asham could be brought, even though he's not sure if it's chayav an asham. And then he would bring the chatzos ov, which is brought meisafek. And then he would bring an ola. The ola would also be an ov, since he is now an ani. And the ola would also be brought al tanai. He would say that if the first set of kabanas were mine, and not chayav this ola, then this ola should be a nidava, as an ola could be brought as a nidava. And if the first set of kabbalas were not his, and it's chayav an ola, then this ola should be a chayav. It should be for his chayav that he's chayav to bring an ola, since he is a mitzvah. Now the Mefarshim explained that even though we said that an asham can be brought al tnai, that the asham could be brought even though he might not be chayav an asham, as he would say that if I'm not chayav an asham, that the asham should be a shlamim. So what's the whole question of the Mishnah? Why did he have to write over all his property to somebody else so he could bring a chatzos ov? Let him keep his money for himself. And instead of bringing a chatzos ov, he'll bring a regular chatzos from a behemoth. And even though he can't bring a chatzos, as maybe he's already been yoseh with the first set of kabbanos, he'll bring it out tonight. He'll say that if the first set of kabbanos were mine, then it shouldn't be a chatzos. Instead, it should be a shlamim. And if the first set of kabbanos were not mine, then it should be a chatzos. The same thing that he did for the asham. Why can't he do that for the chatzos? So what's the whole question of the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say he has to write over all his money to somebody else? So the Mefarshim explained that he cannot make this sai with a chatzos, as the matan dam of a chatzos is different than the matan dam of a shlamim. When we put the dam of the korban on the mizbeach, it's different for a chatzos than it is for a shlamim. As when we put the dam of the chatzos on the mizbeach, we put it on four places of the mizbeach, and on the upper part of the mizbeach, above the chodesh, above the dividing line of the mizbeach. While the matan dam of a shlamim, when we take the dam of the shlamim and put it on the mizbeach, we only put it on two points of the mizbeach, and it's done lamata mishra sikra, below the middle line of the mizbeach. So therefore, we cannot bring this korban al tnai. We can't say that if I'm not chayav a chatzos, it should be a shlamim. As in such a case, we will not know how to do the matan dam. We won't know how to place the dam of the mizbeach, since the matan dam of a shlamim or a chatzos is a different type of matan dam. So therefore, the chatzos cannot be brought al